It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill designed to raise Colorado's immunization rates passed a House committee Sunday. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
Senate Bill 163 would require parents who want their children to be exempted from vaccines to either get a note from an immunization provider or watch an educational video provided by the state. It would also ask practitioners to submit data to a system that will track immunization rates, but won't track the reasons for exemptions. It passed the Housing and Insurance Committee in a 7-4 vote along party lines. Representative Kyle Mullica, a Democrat from North Glenn, is a sponsor of the bill.
What we're trying to prevent is an outbreak. And obviously we're living in the middle of a pandemic right now. And so we're experiencing what that's like to live through that without a vaccine.
People who oppose the bill say they worry about security breaches of the tracking system. State officials say all information in the system is confidential. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
A bill to beef up Colorado's network of air quality monitors has advanced in the State House. Senator Steve Fenberg from Boulder introduced the bill, which calls for more research on air pollution across the state. The bill would also increase fees that polluters pay to raise money for new equipment and resources. Revenues at Vail Resorts are way down as the pandemic closed ski areas across Colorado early this year. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the company says it's still not sure what to expect next season.
The number of skiers at places like Vail and Breckenridge fell dramatically starting in March. The declines began prior to state-mandated shutdowns as COVID-19 started to spread. That's according to an update Vail Resorts gave to investors. The company is wrestling with how to manage crowds when slopes eventually reopen. CEO Rob Katt says there are two aspects to consider when limiting capacity.
One is on loading lifts and gondolas, and to the extent that, you know, you're maintaining social distancing between unrelated groups, right? That could limit the number of people, you know, that you could put on a chair or put on a gondola at any one time.
Katt says the other is food service areas. Vail plans to open its U.S. resorts for summer recreation later this month. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Vail has the chance for rain and snow tonight and on Tuesday. It will be windy again around Denver and along the Front Range. Highs will be close to 80 for Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, then getting warmer again later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.